At Avocado, we know that not all mattresses are created equal. While other beds trap heat, ours sets it free. Made without polyurethane foams and crafted with natural latex, cotton, and wool. Breathable, comfortable, and supportive. No overheating, just clean, organic sleep that performs. Save 15% on our award-winning mattresses this July 4th sale. Avocado, celebrate organic. Shop at avocadomattress.com or leading retailers nationwide.
Alive and Kicking
with Claire McKenna
on News Talk.
Now, Lara O'Brien is a writing facilitator and an author. Her community writing groups and events have encouraged many to write and has culminated in a book currently featuring in the top 10 best-selling books in Ireland, The Power of the Prompt. And Lara O'Brien joins me in studio now. Lara, you're very welcome.
Thanks very much for having me, Claire.
And it's not just any community. We're from the same hometown of Howth, although you spread your time between there and the States. So this is the first time our paths have crossed.
It's just funny how it goes, right? But we'll write together soon, Claire.
Sounds amazing. And tell me a little bit about these writing groups that you hold.
Right. So on Friday mornings, we meet in person and I'll give the writers a prompt and it's time. So there's no overthinking. They don't know what's coming and they'll just relax and write into whatever comes that's important to them, whatever part of their life story arrives. To that prompt, and then they'll read it. So we share our stories, we kind of connect, and I'll facilitate, as in I'll give a little feedback on craft, but mainly we're there to support stories, so we're not a critique group. And really what's happened over the last few years is the workshops have become, they've grown. So they've gone from prompts, and then the writers, of course, have got stronger. And, you know, there came a time when you look at all these people with all these stories, these life stories, and you say, what do we do with them? And that kind of developed then into the idea of Hooks and Reels, which are community events. So we're bringing the writers into the community together. We bring in musicians, local talented musicians that are they're merging or maybe, you know, moving towards making an EP. We're sponsored by Fingal, so we have a little help with that. We've gone from a number of venues in Howth. We just recently did one for the Howth Sutton Autism Community, so we support other groups as well. We did that in the Yacht Club, but mostly we do our events in, and they've been great, is the Abbey Tavern in Howth. So we do bigger events. They're emceed with Dervil MacDonald, a broadcaster and author and documentary maker. And we had Roddy Doyle, we had Paula Meehan, we had Claire Coffey in the church there as well. And then our smaller events, which are about 70 people, let our writers bring their stories out. And what we found is it's a really bonding, community, warm events for all ages. We have now fans that are in their 80s that come, 90s that have come, and younger teens. Maybe a person our age or would bring their parents or their kids. So not too young, but adults. So it's become a real family and warm community event. And we're on our 18th. Our 18th was the launch of the book. And they've just been really well received within the community. And that's kind of what we're happy about. So we wrote about it.
And there's so many elements of that are so important to our well-being. Community, connection. Only last week on the show, we were talking about journaling with our guest, Caoimhe Dufresne, and she was talking about a workshop she's holding weekly where she gives people a prompt. And to be helped to tell your story or get your thoughts on a page is a very healthy endeavour. It's something that can really open up a lot. What's some of the feedback that you've found from people over the years?
The feedback, well, there's a difference, and this is where I see how powerful it is when you actually get your story out of yourself by speaking it. You hear the truth of it. So journaling is great. It's a real start to bring your thoughts from your head to your heart, to your hand. But when you hear your story, you can hear the truth of your story. And you can nearly see people have their own realization as they hear, you know, what stories serves us, what stories need to be, you know, just let go. So there's so much to actually speaking your story. And so that's one. And that's really well supported with a small group. You know, when writers then develop further into their kind of writing craft, and then they start to edit and polish, and really, you know, they can put a small portfolio of stories together. So they become storytellers, and it's hitting on maybe, I had a lot of issues with dyslexia as a child, and I found that writing really started to help me focus on, well, first focus and then clarity in my own thought process, order of sentences. So when I sit with even 10 people, I can nearly recognize who finds that easy. It's all mental health, really, because you're kind of learning about yourself as you go. But who can really struggles with, you know, the thoughts and the thought process. And by just getting it out on the page and then hearing it, you're here. It becomes auditory then. You're able to hear your thoughts, and you're able to hear your opinions and your values and your emotional scale. So that's where we find the power of the prompt is really rooted in, is in hearing our own stories.
And you're sharing it with other people. As you said, you're not a critique group, so people aren't necessarily holding their hand up and saying, you know, I would have said that differently, or, you know, yes, my cousin's sister had mm-hmm. the same experience. They're just listening and holding space, and there's that's great right. power in that too.
That's exactly right. And it's a circle, so the more we kind of support or strengthen, like, your work, and if I hear it in a story, you know, that's fabulous, and I love the way you used your words for that, or that was so lyrical, all the lovely things that we all give back to a story, what we find is, and somebody just said it to me, it was an Amherst method, I didn't know that, but by giving the positive, like, the weaknesses start to fall away, and people start to strengthen by what they start to understand and learn about their own writing. And use that, you know. When I was in the States, I was always writing about Hoth, you know. And I'd talk about the heather on the hills and the lark and the wren or the thrush, the sounds, and bringing nature into your writing. And they'd go, oh, I'd love that. I felt like I was there, and they'd never been to Ireland. And I remember going, God, that's great. Like, use that. I'll use that. So you kind of use what your strengths are in writing to get better.
And what's your personal story, Laura? What led you to write and become a facilitator for others?
All of the Gerry O'Brien's land had been sold, and the horses all gone. So I was kind of looking for work. I'd only ever worked with horses. I'd never gone to college. And it was, you know, early 90s. There wasn't a whole lot going on in Howth, and all of our family had got the Morrison visa. So I left for the States, and it kind of broke my heart a little bit, because, you know, I wouldn't even go to anywhere in Ireland. It was either Howth or bust, you know. So when I went to the States anyway, I got a job with Guinness USA. That was great. Ended up happily married, having 3 kids, and going, you know, what is it that I really am born to do? Like, what's my purpose here? Probably an early midlife crisis. I don't know what it was. But my husband said, go write. And as I said, like, I found writing particularly hard in school, and I didn't know what this workshop thing was all about. So I just battled back the voice of the self-critic, the voice of fear. And I kind of jumped in, and I was absolutely stunned by what I found there, because, you know, we were raised with this attitude where, you know, just get on with things. And I was in a room full of people who were literally telling stories of heartbreak and abuse or joy. I mean, it was the full range. But I wasn't quite sure what to make of it all, you know. But I just knew by the end of it was a 4-day intense workshop. And I just knew that you can break apart and be put back together again by sharing stories. And I just loved it. And I really just said, I want to be in this space, you know, forever and ever. Amen. I just thought it was absolutely fantastic. So I just went about doing it. I stayed with a mentor, Nancy Erony, on Martha's Vineyard. And also another man, John Hoff Jr., had a workshop. And I was there for 12 years and just learning about this, just absorbing it, because there was no class on it. How to facilitate and how to listen and give positive feedback on story to strengthen stories.
And tell me a little bit about Martha's Vineyard then. I was telling you before we came on air here that I've just been listening to Strangers by Belle Burden, a best-selling book, and a lot of it is based around Martha's Vineyard and the connection to nature and community and it being a small island. And even though Howth was eventually connected by the Tombolo that is Sutton, it is essentially like an island and very community-based. There's actually lots of similarities there.
There really is. And I suppose when I was on this island bringing up kids, and what did community support look like? And, you know, I suppose on the writing, once I got into the writing workshop, what they used to do in the winter time was they would close down this restaurant because it was so cold. People wouldn't go up this rural area for dinner. So they gave it to the artists for the winter. And on Thursday nights, I think it was, people would go. And it was beautiful. They had like, you know, little glass. It was a very French kind of bistro style. And it was, you'd just put your name down on the way in, and the first seven people would get up and read a story. And I just sat there. I was way too nervous. You know, I hadn't really spoken in public since I was asked to read publicly as a child, and was kind of criticised for it because the writing was a bit all over the place. I mean, she was right, but it was just embarrassing. And I hadn't. So when I finally plucked up the courage, I told like this crazy story of being horse thieves coming to the riding stables, and we ended up taking one of the horses and keeping them, and that's how I got my first horse. I actually became a horse thief. And so anyway, it was kind of one of these stories, and people probably thought it was high fiction, but it was all true. And so, but I'd got through, I'd broken the public speaking kind of seal, and I was nervous. I mean, very nervous, you know, as you probably can remember your first time. But they were warm and encouraging. And I just remember it actually, the seed of everything is encouragement. Like whether it was in the writing or speaking or just keep writing when you think, fuck this, I don't want to write anymore.
And your husband, sometimes you need somebody to say, go write. Whether it's a friend, a colleague, a partner, you know, it's someone to just give you that push that sometimes we don't give ourselves. Before I let you go, tell me about this fabulous book, The Power of the Prompt, Growing a Writing Community, How a Little Scribble Goes a Long Way. This is the culmination of these groups.
Yes, well, it's written over a period of 3 years. So from starting the groups in Howth to, so it's a weave of memoir, part writing guide, and that's also a model for community building. Like you could nearly follow it to create your own version of what we've done in Howth, which is, again, has been a real positive community builder for us. So it's a weave of the three things, but the storyline is really the story of coming back and starting the workshops and just seeing how small acts can really lead to kind of positive things within the community. The workshops, I do retreats. We're just off one yoga writing retreat in Surialila in Cadiz. Donald Skeen was there. He survived a gang of women and a lot of stories. and we're going again next March. So writing workshop, it's all on www.lara.com. And now after this month, I go back to the States, back to Martha's Vineyard, and do some book talks from Martha's Vineyard, Newburyport, Maine, and I think DC.
Okay, amazing. Well, I never have somebody on that I haven't read the book. That's just a rule I made with myself, but it only got popped into my door yesterday from somebody within the Howth community. Yeah. Shout out to Tara Mullen.
Yeah, shout out.
And I loved it. I loved the idea. I loved the whole essence of it. So before you headed back stateside, I thought I would nab you. And I'm actually really looking forward to taking my time with this and just enjoying it rather than trying to speed read it between yesterday and today. As you say, people can find out more about all that you do at laraobrien.com. But the book is available in bookstores now.
It's mostly available on a very great Irish platform called buythebook.ie. So it can be ordered there. It's in Books Upstairs. It's in Daha Wellness in Sutton and Reboot in Howth.
All the hotspots.
All the hotspots.
It's called The Power of the Prompt, Growing a Writing Community. Lara O'Brien, continue to grow. And thank you so much for coming on. It was lovely to meet you.
Thanks so much for having me, Claire.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.